work all the time for a lot of people. I'm waiting for school choice. I'm waiting for something that works for everybody at whatever level they're at.
In our final couple of minutes, the public option, SB 420. Where are we on that piece of legislation? It began in the Senate. It's going to end up going to the Assembly. Where are we? Is it still alive?
Yeah, they just barely had a hearing the other day. It's still, that's all it had was a hearing in the Senate. It has not made its way back to the floor. So there hasn't been a discussion yet on the floor. That's where it's at. It still has, I mean, you got 20 days to get it from here, over there, over to the governor. And it's not like it doesn't have some opposition. It has massive opposition to it. There's a lot of entities out there, a lot of groups that are opposing this. And I know that on my side, we have a lot of reservations for something like this. I think it's a killer of healthcare. The way we have it now, it's going to raise a lot of people's premiums. So it's facing a lot of opposition. So I'm not sure how far this gets.
Final minute. What about the next teletown hall?
We had it scheduled for tonight until this beauty landed on my desk today, and they said we're going to have a finance meeting upon adjournment of all the other committees in the afternoon, and it could go from 5, 6 o'clock all the way to about 10 o'clock tonight.
So maybe next week?
We're going to try and do it next week. Yeah, we're going to try and do it next week instead. But I did have it. I actually sent out a notification to everybody to call in. So if you're listening and you are going to call in today, tonight's town hall, it will happen next week. That's just the nature of the game. I'll be in committee the whole night, so hopefully we'll get that to that next week.
Sounds good. Hey, Scott, thanks so much, man. Always good to be with you. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Hammond for Nevada, F-O-R, Nevada.com. That's my website. You can go there and then get a hold of me, or just call me directly at 702-523-9055.
Scott, you have a great night and a great week of work, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Always good listening and having a conversation with you. Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us. Coming up, Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union Local 872. I was heartened by Marilyn Kirkpatrick saying that we may be able to get to full capacity at the T-Mobile Arena for the Golden Knights. Would that be something or what? Imagine the Stanley Cup playoffs with a full house. Wow. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 right now. Now, I can't see if there's an accident there, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, but nonetheless, you are bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through that area of Henderson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Also, some reduced speeds on Interstate 15 both directions, south at Flamingo, north at Charleston. Some slow flows on the 515 as well. Southbound at Sunset, 515 northbound at Boulder Highway. You've been crawling along for about 45 minutes through that neighborhood. And do expect some congestion there in the Summerlin neighborhoods as well. 215 west at Tenaya. And also slow flows westbound Summerlin Parkway. That's at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights no longer control their own destiny in terms of winning the division. They lose to the Colorado Avalanche last night by a 2-1 score in the biggest game of the season. And combine that with the fact that Colorado still has two games to go and Vegas has just one. Now the Avalanche, if they're able to sweep their upcoming series against the Kings, they would go into the one seed and Vegas would drop down to the two seed and they would match up against Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs, a team that they have certainly struggled against. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they beat Sacramento yesterday 9-6. That series continues tonight. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need to fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it done faster with the performance and security of a device configured by CDW and powered by the Built for Business Intel vPro platform.
Nice.
Are you done yet, Mommy?
More time for story time.
An even better use of your lap. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Michael Daugherty, he's been on the show before talking about cybersecurity. And his company called LabMD, a cancer testing laboratory, he is a guy that knows a lot about what we're talking about with the Colonial Pipeline hack. Did it originate in Russia? Yeah, it probably did. Was the Russian government involved? Well, in fact, I'll tell you what. Let's get some expert testimony. This is General Jack Keane, and he was on Fox News Channel, and this was his take on the Colonial Pipeline hack. Did it originate in Russia? This is cut number one. Go.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved, although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this.
Yes, Russia's involved here. About half of their offensive attack capability that they use in Russia is devoted to criminal activity. The other part is devoted to purely government activity, conducting offensive cyber attacks. But here's the little-known dark secret that's involving this. The people who are involved in the criminality, by and large, are all the U.S. or all the Russian hackers. What Putin permits them to do is moonlight, form their own organizations, and conduct criminal activity. So to say that while this took place in Russia, and it's well known that many of the people that would be perpetuating this attack also work for the Russian government full-time and do this part-time, I believe we still hold Russia accountable for this, just as we're doing with this massive cyber attack called SolarWinds that took place a number of weeks ago. We've got to be very, very honest about what's happening here, how vulnerable we are to ourselves, and we've got a lot of work to do to fix this. But more importantly, we've got to hold people accountable. And to walk this thing back and say, well, Russia's not involved because we can't tie it directly to the government. If they're conducting an attack like this using government hackers working part-time for criminal purposes, and they're going to go after the entire East Coast oil distribution network, believe me, the Russian government was aware that that has taken place, and we should hold them accountable.
There you have it. General Jack Keane retired on that Colonial Pipeline hack. It does beg the question, though, of, you know, we already have shortages, gas shortages, and an increase in prices along the East Coast. And it's possible this thing's going to spread all across the country. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with my buddy Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. And it's always good to have him on. Tommy, how you been?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Kevin.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was good. It was good. Went over, got to see my mom, saw my daughters. Everything was good.
Oh, that is great. Hey, I want to ask you, because May 1st has come and gone. We're at 80% capacity. Does it feel any different to you?
Well, to be honest with you, it feels the same it did 6 months ago. I guess maybe 3 months ago. People are out about, still see people wearing masks. And, I'm not too sure about the tourists, but... might not see as many people as we used to see down on the strip, but they're sure inside the hotels.
I was at Bally's last week and had a great time, but it was Cinco de Mayo, and it was crazy down there. And it had nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo. It was just people down there partying, having fun. Do you get a sense people are now comfortable enough to start coming back out, coming to the bars, coming to the restaurants, at 80%, eventually going to 100% maybe on June 1? Do you think people are finally ready to come out?
Oh yeah. I think everybody's kind of aware of their circumstances and where they are and who they're with and who they're around, and I think everybody's going to wind up probably continue wearing masks here and there. I find myself wearing a mask more when I'm not around people I know than when I'm around people I know, because I kind of know that they've had their shots, they've taken care of themselves, they had COVID already, or they didn't have COVID already. So I think everybody wants to get back to normal.
Well, I was talking earlier with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chair of the Clark County Commission from District B, and one of the things we talked about is the possibility that on June 1 or about June 1, we might be able to go to 100%. We don't know yet. It's kind of a bargain that's in play here, but that we might end up at 100%, and that she says it's conceivable that you could end up with Golden Knights playoff games before a sold-out crowd.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, the tickets are on sale, and they're already calling around, and they're already telling their season ticket holders that if you want tickets for the playoffs, you have to buy them for every single game. So I think, with the Golden Knights going into the playoffs, hopefully going into the Stanley Cup, you're going to see sold-out crowds.
I think that would be absolutely phenomenal. And then of course, we got to start thinking about in August of Raiders preseason games. What is your sense? Have you talked to the Raiders at all recently about what their plans are?
I think the Raiders want to go at 100%. They're just waiting for the NFL to give the 100% go. I know everybody over at the organization gets tested once, twice a week. And I think the owner is looking for to have a full season. When I say full, I mean full capacity of the stadium, and have all the fans there. Finally have an opening that we should have been able to have a year ago.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Would it be fair... Because there will be some communities, New York maybe, I don't know, that won't go to 100%. Would it be fair, though, to play home games with the Raiders here before, 65,000 people, and then the next week go to, say, New York and play in front of 15,000? Would that be fair?
I don't think it would be fair for the Raiders fans, because the Raiders fans travel with that team. Probably if the Raiders went back and played New York, you'd probably have more Raider fans there than New York fans. To be honest with you, Kevin, I really don't have sympathy for the states that weren't trying to open up on time and take care of their people that lived in their community. And I think we did a decent job. I'm not going to say we did the best job. I think we did a decent job at it. But if you look at the states that are open to full capacity, that have been open to full capacity, they don't seem to be having many problems. It's more the states that are shut down, and states shut down are the ones that have the bigger problems.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this yet, but ESPN is reporting that there is a letter that's been circulated, and that Las Vegas is reportedly a leading candidate should the Oakland Athletics, want to relocate, that we are at the top of the list. That is exciting news for me. I'm a huge baseball fan. I absolutely love baseball. And I guess my question is, if they did relocate here, give me an idea of maybe a part of town or a site that you would favor. Your folks would probably be building the stadium anyway.
Well, I think one of the sites that they spoke about a few years ago was the Rio Hotel. I know they talked about doing a remodel there, and I haven't seen it started yet. I think that would, if you want to build a baseball stadium and you want to build a dead center of town, the Rio Hotel would be a nice place. I mean, that's a lot of demo for us to tear it down if we had to go that far. Look, we got a lot of stadiums out on the south side of town. We got the training center. We got the Raiders Stadium. You have the Golden Knights. I guess they're going to be bringing in some indoor football team. I think maybe they should kind of look northwest if they're going to do something in the baseball, or step away a little bit from the south. Let's go north.
Good idea. Good idea. I'm just curious. I saw the governor today introducing legislation to create a sales tax holiday for the Nevada National Guard. We've got $2.7 billion coming into our state from the federal government. We got the Economic Forum came in last week and said we're going to be awash in cash. My question is, why can't we have a sales tax holiday for everybody?
I don't know, Kevin. You would think that we should, right?
By the way, I'm not saying the National Guard and their families shouldn't get a sales tax holiday. I'm just saying, why not just make it for the rest of us, too?
Yeah, well, if they want to, I believe, I'm a firm believer in our military and a firm believer in our law enforcement and firm believer in our first responders. But if they're going to go ahead and do it, then they should give a holiday. They should give a holiday to everybody. Give it to everybody. They gave a bunch of money out for free. They gave a bunch of stimulus money out. The government did. Why aren't we allowed statewide to go ahead and get a free pass too on our tax?
No, I like that. I like that idea. Tommy, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, Kevin. Hey, let's see it. May 20th.
Yes? Whoops.
All right.
Nope. We lost you. You said May 20th, and then you dropped out.
May 20th, I have tickets for the Aviators, so if you want to come, let me know.
I will do it for sure. I will do it. That is a what? What day is that?
I believe May 20th is a Thursday. I don't have a calendar.
It looks like a Thursday. On my calendar, it's a Thursday. I'll get with you, my friend. I'd love to be sharing a beer with you.
All right.
You have a good one. That's Tommy White. He is the business manager, Laborers 872. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We need safe and secure elections. But as co-sponsor of S1, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is pushing a bill that would undermine Nevada's laws, putting Washington bureaucrats in charge of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would limit Nevada's ability to remove faulty voter registrations while still allowing partisan groups to collect thousands of ballots without supervision, threatening the integrity of our elections. Senator Cortez Masto's bill would spend billions of public funds, your money, on political campaigns. Billions to subsidize politicians. Senator Cortez Masto's bill gives more money to politicians and more power to bureaucrats. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 702-388-5020 and tell her we need safe and secure elections, not more wasteful spending. Oppose S1. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I just wanted to reflect on the notion of giving National Guard personnel and their families a sales tax holiday. I think that's a great idea, and I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. Basically, I'm saying if you're going to give it to the National Guard, you also ought to give it to everybody. I mean, we've got all this money. We've got $5.4 billion coming into our state, $2.7 billion that's going to be in our coffers probably by June. Are you trying to tell me we can't give some of that money back? There are reports that in the law, in that stimulus bill, there was, I guess, an edict that you cannot lower taxes as a result of this stimulus money coming into the state. That I don't think that's constitutional. I think it may be challenged in the U.S. Supreme Court. Stick around. Got to take a break on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, just for the record, a sales tax holiday is the way to go. I know there are a lot of other ways to get money back to people, stimulus checks, things like that. But I really believe this. Today, this is from a statement from the governor's office. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's proposal to create a sales tax holiday for members of the Nevada National Guard and their families was introduced in the state Senate. The proposal would create an annual temporary sales tax exemption every year on Nevada Day and the weekend immediately following the holiday. One of the reasons why I love the idea of a sales tax holiday is because it will be spent. This is not like the money in the stimulus checks. 29% of the money in the stimulus checks went to things like gas in your car payment, your house payment, your rent payment. And that's fine.